Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Glimpses of Eternity by Raymond Moody, written with Paul Perry. It is a non-fiction work in the near-death and afterlife literature that shifts attention from the person who is dying to the people gathered around them. Building on Moody's well-known role in popularizing near-death experiences, the book investigates what he calls shared death experiences, reports in which relatives, friends, or caregivers perceive striking events at the same time a loved one is approaching death. These accounts may include sensing a presence, noticing an unusual light, or feeling drawn into a moment of transition that seems larger than ordinary awareness. Moody presents the material primarily through narratives and patterns drawn from many testimonies, then reflects on how such experiences affect grief, belief, and the way people talk about dying. The purpose is not to deliver a clinical proof of an afterlife, but to document a recurring human experience that many people hesitate to share, and to explore why it can feel deeply comforting and meaningful. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, shared death experiences as a distinct phenomenon. A central topic is Moody's framing of shared death experiences. Events reported by observers during another person's dying process, rather than by someone revived after clinical crisis. This distinction matters because it broadens the usual near-death conversation. The mystery is not limited to what the dying person might see or feel, but may also involve people at the bedside. The book gathers accounts from family members, friends, and caregivers who describe perceptions that seem synchronized with the timing of death or the final hours, such as a sudden sense of presence, an atmosphere shift in the room, or a momentary impression of being connected to the dying person's transition. Moody treats these narratives as recurring patterns worthy of careful attention, even when they resist ordinary explanation. By giving the phenomenon a name and a recognizable outline, he offers readers a way to talk about something many have kept private out of fear of being dismissed. The result is a conceptual map that helps differentiate shared death experiences from dreams, general intuition, or later memories shaped by grief. Secondly, case narratives and pattern recognition over pure argument. Rather than building the book around laboratory-style claims, Moody relies heavily on stories, testimony, and comparative patterning. The narrative approach serves two functions. First, it communicates the texture of these experiences, including how sudden, vivid, and emotionally persuasive they can feel to the person reporting them. Second, it allows Moody to look across accounts for repeating features, such as multiple witnesses describing a similar moment, or caregivers noticing the same type of unusual calm or perception when death is near. This method fits the subject matter because shared death experiences are typically spontaneous, private, and difficult to measure. So the strongest available evidence is often consistent reporting over time from unrelated people. Moody also acknowledges the tension between meaning and verification. The book invites readers to consider the reports without requiring them to accept a single doctrinal. Conclusion. The emphasis stays on documenting what people say happened, how they interpreted it, and why certain motifs keep appearing in independent accounts. Thirdly, comfort. Grief and the psychology of meaning at the bedside. Another important theme is how shared death experiences can reshape grief and offer a different emotional frame for loss. Many people approach dying with fear, helplessness, or a sense that death is an abrupt severing. The accounts Moody presents often function differently. They can feel like a moment of connection, reassurance, or transition. Even for those who did not expect anything unusual to occur, without portraying death as easy, the book explores why such experiences may be soothing, especially when they occur in the presence of close family members who are struggling to let go. This has practical implications for hospice contexts and spiritual care, where people may need language to describe what they saw or felt without being pathologized. Moody encourages openness and respectful listening, suggesting that the value of these experiences is not only metaphysical, but also human. They can validate bonds, reduce isolation, and help survivors integrate the moment of death into a coherent story rather than a purely traumatic rupture. Fourthly, boundaries between spirituality, skepticism, and the unexplained. Moody positions the book in a middle space, sympathetic to spiritual interpretations, but aware that readers bring different levels of belief. Shared death experiences, by their nature, invite multiple explanations, including religious frameworks, paranormal hypotheses, or psychological accounts tied to stress and expectancy. Instead of insisting on a definitive model, the book highlights the persistent presence of the unexplained in human life, particularly around death. This stance is part of its appeal to a broad audience. Believers may see confirmation of an ongoing existence, while skeptics can still engage with the cultural and psychological significance of consistent testimony. The discussion also points to a wider question of how modern society handles experiences that fall outside conventional categories of evidence. By treating witnesses respectfully, Moody challenges the reflex to dismiss such reports and invites readers to consider that mystery may have a legitimate place in end-of-life understanding. The book thus becomes as much about epistemology and humility as it is about afterlife speculation. Lastly, continuity with near-death studies and implications for belief systems. Glimpses of Eternity connects directly to Moody's earlier influence on near-death studies while extending the conversation into a social and relational domain. Near-death experience literature typically centers on the individual's account after survival, which raises questions about memory, physiology, and interpretation. Shared death experiences add a different angle because they are reported by people who are not the ones dying, sometimes including more than one observer. And they occur in real time, rather than as a retrospective narrative from a revived patient. Moody uses this shift to consider broader implications for how people form beliefs about death, the soul, and continuity. He also suggests that such experiences may help explain why cultures develop enduring stories and rituals around dying. Since extraordinary bedside events could reinforce the sense that death is a passage, rather than a termination, even when readers do not accept that conclusion literally, the book clarifies how firsthand testimony, especially in families and caregiving communities, can influence spiritual language and communal meaning over generations. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who are facing a loved one's decline, who work in hospice or medical settings, or who are drawn to the near-death field but want a perspective that includes the people who remain. It can also help anyone who has witnessed something unusual around a death and wondered whether it was common or even shareable. The practical benefit is emotional and conversational. It provides vocabulary for experiences that are often kept secret, and it models a respectful way to listen without forcing an interpretation. Intellectually, it broadens the afterlife discussion by shifting from solitary near-death narratives to relational events that occur in the presence of others, which raises different questions about perception, testimony, and shared meaning, compared with similar books in spirituality and paranormal nonfiction. Glimpses of Eternity stands out for its focus on bedside witnesses and for its link to Moody's long-standing role in popular near-death discourse. The tone is oriented toward comfort and curiosity rather than debate, while still acknowledging that not every reader will be convinced. As a result, it functions both as an exploration of a reported phenomenon and as a compassionate resource for people navigating the mysteries and emotions surrounding death. If you would like to support Raymond Moody, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.